With the Farm and Ranch Report, I'm Rick Worthington. The Trump administration recently signed a repeal of the 2015 Waters of the U.S. rule, representing a big win for farmers and ranchers. Don Parrish with the American Farm Bureau says the repeal is the result of grassroots efforts by those in agriculture. He also explains what happens now.
What it means is we revert back to the rules that existed before 2015. The next step is to develop a rule that provides clarity and really draws a line on the landscape. On one side of the line, the waters are important enough that the federal government should regulate. On the other side of that line, states should regulate.
And Parrish adds the new rules should take a common sense approach to regulating water.
There's a lot of things in place that are going to be protective of water quality, but we think it's going to be put into place in a commonsensical kind of fashion that allows farmers to continue to farm and improve the productivity of their land and do the kinds of things that it's going to take to pass farmland down from generation to generation.
The Farm Bureau is not alone. The NCBA is also applauding the repeal, saying in part that cattle producers will sleep a little easier tonight knowing that the nightmare is over. And going on to say that the NCBA looks forward to the finalization of the practical waters of the United States definition that will protect our water resource while allowing cattle producers to do their jobs effectively. I'm Rick Worthington. For more information, head to aginfo.net.